Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
930 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
Our Knucklehead runners-up today, we begin with a rookie flyer from Turkey. This woman, who had never flown before, went in, checked her bags at the airport in Istanbul, and was confused as to how to board the airplane, but saw the luggage conveyor belt and figured that's how I get to the plane. So she jumped onto the luggage conveyor belt until it knocked her over. Yeah, there's video of that if you don't believe it. Then we got the cheating chess player.
Yeah, there was a huge chess tournament in Strasbourg, France last week. And a man, he was ranked 56th in the world, this chess grandmaster, but he was stripped of his stuff and kicked out of the league, and he says, I'm done playing chess altogether. Someone snapped a picture of him sitting on the toilet in the tournament bathroom using his phone, which is a huge no-no.
But our 930 Knucklehead winner today goes to four kids who are going, this is going to be like a public service announcement, cautionary tale for all other kids, all kids on vacation this summer. Don't do what these kids did. Steal the parents' SUV and go on a 600-mile road trip.
Knucklehead.
Number one nomination, Knucklehead.
Knucklehead.
And when you get busted by the cops, give up. Don't make them smash your window.
It doesn't work like in Stranger Things where you can just get away all the time.
From Australia, these kids are ages 10 to 14 years of age. Not clear if they were all related. They left mom and dad a goodbye note, said we're heading off. Loaded up the SUV with fishing rods and drove for 600 miles.
That's like 10 hours or so.
Hit a couple of gas stations where they filled up and left without paying. Finally, stopped by police last night. Officers tried to get them out of the car, but they refused. Police had to use a baton to smash one of the windows. Now, this is not their summer vacation there in Australia. It's winter over there, but they're on a 9-day, like, winter break.
Midwinter right break or something.
Yeah, and then they have to go back to school. Or juvenile detention, as is the case with these four 930 Knucklehead winners. Thanks to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.